Welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza, the podcast. I'm John Franz, and I'm joined here today by Megan Beck, the happiest little hobbit in all of Middle Earth. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Kyle Moffat, the soon-to-be vampire.
Hello.
Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And Jason, we also have a very special guest today.
We do. Tammy is here. Tammy Mayhew, my sister.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Tammy.
Our number one fan. Yep. The one that listens to every podcast. And
the shirt even
shirt.
Says so.
Yeah. Yes.
Number one.
She's our hero.
Yes. We need some number twos now.
We do this all for you.
Yes.
Alright, so I guess that's everyone's introduction.
That is the intro, John. Very good.
We didn't introduce Mr. Jonathan Franz here.
Yeah, Mr. Jonathan Franz.
The film fanatic.
Yes.
And our almighty leader.
Yes. The boss.
All hail. Alright, it is Fan Expo weekend, and at least four of the five of us are going. I'm like this stuck-up bitch over here.
Broke bitch.
Broke stuck bitch. Up bitch. Why, Megan?
Because I'm broke, John.
Still. You chose Polaris over this.
Polaris is awesome. And
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I like Polaris too. I'm going to start off. We're going to go in a circle. And I'm going to ask you, what are you most excited for?
Fan
Expo this weekend.
Do I get to talk about what I'm indulging in instead?
In a bit, possibly.
Oh, we're doing that segment too?
We're just skipping you.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited to hear all about it.
All right, Kyle. Who or what are you looking for at Toronto's Fan Expo 2012 convention?
At Toronto's Fan Expo 2012 convention, I am most looking forward to Lafayette, also known as
Nelson Ellis.
Lafayette, that's all I
From True Blood.
Sam pulled out last minute.
Sam Trammell, that is. Again.
Like last year. And Russell,
next
way
time
before.
I'm not going to trust you, Sam.
I'm just not going to get my hopes up anymore. He's destroyed them too many times.
You went to Chicago a couple weeks ago, though.
You know what? Lafayette is better, and I don't even care. So, whatever.
Kyle had a call to arms against Sam Trammell. And, I guess, kind of Russell, too. Russell canceled. All right.
Yeah, so I totally love Lafayette.
Yeah.
Thanks for cutting me off, John.
It was working, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, Lafayette, that's what I'm excited for the most. And then, the video games. I don't think I'm going to play them, because I get kind of nervous when there's so many people watching me play a video game. I might watch other people play the video game.
What about Assassin's Creed?
I'm excited for. They're going to have the new Assassin's Creed, which is freaking awesome. I have all these Assassin's Creed games, and I love them. What is Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
It is a game. It's kind of weird to describe. It's a game where you are a person in modern time that gets connected to a device that accesses your memories and allows you to visit previous lives that you may have lived, like in your family tree. And they access their assassins from history that were influential, and the Templars are trying to kill all the assassins. It's just, it's mayhem. No one can see the facial expression I'm making, but it's just mayhem, and it's killing, and it's freaking sweet kill moves, and just stabbing a blade in someone's face and just destroying them. Yeah, that's how I roll.
You stab people in the face.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so was that everything, Kyle? That
yes.
You're really looking forward to?
Yeah.
I think it's working.
Testing.
Hello, is this working right now?
All right, Tammy, what are you looking forward to at this year's Fan Expo?
I'm looking forward to Rose McGowan, because I loved her in Charm. Love that.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to Julie Benz. I'm looking forward to James Marsters and Juliette Landu, Spike and Drew. And I'm looking forward to the Boondock Saints. Very much looking.
Very cool.
What is the Boondock Saints? I've heard Boondock Saints.
Vigilantes.
Yeah,
I've heard smash toilets over people's heads.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's two brothers. It's two brothers.
In real life?
Well, no, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And they dug themselves as things.
Yes.
Because they're cleaning up the area they live in.
And they pray. By smashing toilets. They pray when they shoot you. They do. They pray when...
Yeah, they say a little prayer before they shoot you in the back of the head.
Sing a little prayer for you. I knew you were going to do that because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and they're Irish.
They're Irish. It is a movie or a show or what?
It's a movie.
Two movies. Yeah.
Never seen that.
Julie Benz was in one of them too.
Where have I been?
Where have you been?
Why haven't you brought me these movies?
They're awesome. I don't own them. I just know it.
John. Have you seen them, John?
Jason?
I don't think I have, but I at least
Norman
know it's a
from
movie.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who that is.
I think Jason should burn me a CD.
Movies.
Darn.
I've seen them. I love them.
$10 at
H&B.
There's my plug. Megan's getting on my case about
no HMV is not sponsoring us, John.
Yeah,
I have to feed the children.
What children?
Never you mind, Kyle. My other life.
Yeah, we'll see about
yeah,
that life.
I'm also really excited for Drew and
I don't think anybody
Spike.
Asked you.
Yeah, it's not your turn
just,
yet.
John can use his turn because my turn's probably going to be longer. So, John,
kidding.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Right, it's my turn to
go. Your turn,
okay.
Buddy. It's all on you.
I'm totally looking forward to Stan Lee tomorrow. I think Stan Lee is going to be one of the highlights for sure. He's just awesome.
I'm not saying anything against Stan Lee, but what if he turned out to be a dick?
He's awesome.
I know. What if he turned out to be a dick?
One guy actually.
He's like having a bad day and you like stepped on his button or something. He's a total
wow.
Guy. Like,
then that's John's fault.
No, like, I actually heard, though.
John
from,
doesn't know which button he's pressing.
I heard from a customer, though, that he doesn't charge for autographs.
Yes, he does.
Does he?
What?
I heard that somewhere. He doesn't charge for autographs.
There's an autograph price on the website.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm still going to get one. But
you're not getting a photo off of him? I got
probably
get a
not,
second
we'll
photo
see.
Off
we'll
with
see.
Him because he's Stanley.
I'm also really excited for Gillian Anderson. She's Scully from X-Files.
She is.
And I'm super excited for John Carpenter, the horror legend. And who else is there? Lafayette, definitely. And I'm actually looking forward to The Walking Dead Q&A with Norman and John Bernthal. Yeah. And who else? I think that's really the... Oh, Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd's going to be awesome, and he's very last on, like, out of all the Q&As and everything, so it's going to be a good way to end it, I think.
Good. I'm up to plate. I'm looking forward to seeing Julie Benz because she's gorgeous on TV, and I've heard she's even better looking in real
Who's
life.
Julie Benz?
Darla from Buffy.
Okay.
She was gorgeous on Buffy.
Darla.
She was awesome
forward.
On Buffy. She's
yeah.
the first scene of the
yeah.
whole
yep.
thing. Yeah.
I'm looking.
Anything she's
really yeah.
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing James Marsler again and Juliet Lando. I'm looking
yeah,
forward to seeing John Barrowman, of course.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No.
I'm like, oh,
I'm
yes,
looking
so
forward. I'm looking forward to waking your guys' asses up tomorrow morning. And it's right now. It is what time? Like 12:40. We got to get up at 7. This is gonna be grueling tomorrow. Kyle's gonna be a little bitch, and I know it. And I'm gonna.
Kyle's like the nicest one out of all of you. That would be so funny.
No, Kyle won't be tomorrow in the morning. He's not. He's not a morning person.
He's gonna be like, I'm glad to see the rest of you are missing.
Kyle's gonna take Megan's place as
yeah.
the diva.
Yeah. Kyle's getting thrown in the shower. Fuck.
I'm gonna steal John's little expo ticket thing so I can get into the VIP area, and I'm just gonna sleep the whole expo.
They serve candy in there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll eat candy and sleep.
No, they can't build jack you up.
Yeah, you won't be able
Kyle
to.
Kyle will be bouncing off the wall.
Those nerd
that was
like ropes.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Amazing.
They were so good. But
what else am I looking forward to? Hold on. Gillian Anderson. I'm looking forward to
Julian Anderson with Scully.
Scully, yes, very much so.
I just said that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't say who she was.
Well, I didn't.
I'm looking forward. I don't think I'm going to be able to go to Rose McGowan's Q&A, but I'm looking forward to seeing Rose McGowan because I think she's fucking gorgeous.
Who's that?
From Jawbreaker.
She was in Charmed.
She's Cherry Darling.
She was in Scream. She's in the first Scream.
She's the girl that gets caught in the jar.
She's a big boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember her from Jawbreaker. She's the bad one.
Who else am I looking forward to? Alan Tudyk from Firefly. And Serenity. And lots of movies. Transformers
Dollhouse.
3. Dollhouse's Alpha. He's been a lot of things.
See, he's going to be one that I'm like, if I have time, I
he's
will
at
go.
2 o'clock but on Saturday, I believe. The Boondock Saints, I'm looking forward to meeting both those guys. I'm looking more forward to the Walking Dead panel. I'm looking forward to the Spike and Drew. I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I just love the fan. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody that I know and buying shit, buying my blockheads. Getting all my photo ops. Stan Lee. Fuck, I love Stan Lee. I saw him a few years ago, though, but he's awesome.
You're going to his Q&A, right? Yeah.
I'm glad it's Thursday, because
nothing else in the
and
way.
That and Julie Benz. So that's what's awesome for me. I'm looking forward to getting in 2 hours early so we can get our photo ops. I'm looking forward to spending the fucking hard-earned money that I saved up for the Fan Expo. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it go slowly. I don't want it to end. When I'm there, it's like Shangri-La.
But when it does end, it's the True Blood season finale.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of like a positive and a negative.
Yeah.
Zero.
We're all going to buy True Blood, like actual True
Blood.
Oh, you're
going to buy True Blood?
You're going to
drink
it at
the
finale.
I heard it tastes like oranges.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be blood
so
orange.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of sad because I wanted it.
Yeah, we'll just throw some pennies in yours. Let them sit for a little bit. Or I can drain.
Let's throw some pennies at your head.
You know what? I'm gonna put my own blood in there, and you're drinking it. And you're like, oh, do you put pennies in here? I'm like, no, it's my own blood.
How does it feel, realize John? If I drink your blood, though, then I can feel your emotion.
I'm like, John, how does it feel to have a piece of me inside of you? Everything will just get awkward from there.
Yeah.
You are mine, Cal.
Yeah. John is mine. Sookie is mine. I was looking forward to all the True Blood people, but then they all fucking decided to cancel.
Why is it always them every year? Like that can't, like,
I don't.
Speaking of True Blood, we can get into our next segment.
We can
truly bloody segue.
Summer.
Thoughts on the last couple episodes?
Freaking awesome!
What the fuck?
Yeah. What happened in the last three episodes? I just watched them today. The dog got taken. A little girl, Emma.
Emma.
She got taken episodes back though.
Where we haven't done a podcast since the last three episodes.
Really?
Yes.
I think we did.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
You were so close.
Because I just watched the three episodes today. So Emma got taken. What's his name? Got killed. And Ifrit came and took his body.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick. So I guess their storyline's kind of done.
I love that line. What? There was a line that Arlene said.
Oh, you never know when a super...
You never know when an Iraqi... Iraqi lady is going to curse your entire family.
The smoke demon monster thing.
That line was good, so it almost made up for the fact that their storyline was so lame.
I actually don't mind that.
The way it just ended was like, fuck, really? I guess because you know what? They're probably like, you know what? There's really nowhere to go with this fucking thing.
Yeah,
but
it was honestly
the way it went, it was just a waste of fucking. They were just using them to use those characters.
I thought it was cool.
But then I thought the Ifrit was going to sort of, maybe it is still, who knows?
I like
the
effects.
One episode left, how is it going to really...
I don't know.
Well, they could...
I think their storyline's done.
Think the storyline's done, too.
And they brought, like, Terry Balfour is going to be a daddy.
Yeah.
And it's going to fuck up his booty call nights.
Hoyt's gone.
Hoyt's gone, which I'm glad about.
Yeah, I thought that was horrible.
What?
Louis. I want him gone.
So
because
you're for Hoyt leaving or you're against?
No, I hated that Jessica glamoured him. I thought that was horrible. Jessica and Jason have to live with it. Why shouldn't Hoyt?
Yeah.
That was a coward way out.
I actually really liked the scene where Jessica
I thought that scene was boring and long. I'm like, okay, shut up. Move on to the next thing.
It made me angry.
Yeah.
Build character. Suck it up.
He's a pussy, though. He's always been a mama's boy pussy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's off the show, to tell you the truth, because there's too many characters.
Is he off the show?
I hope so.
Or is he going to be back?
Maybe he's going to die. I thought he was going to die for a second.
There's too many characters. There's honestly too many characters on the show, and they don't need to focus on him. Like, I don't need to see him and his fucking fat redneck mother ever again.
I liked her.
She was
mother.
Funny.
Yeah, she was, but once in a blue moon. I like her better at the Murlocs bitching about something.
Are you guys happy or sad that they brought Pam more into things?
Because I love it.
We've noticed that, like, her lines are getting, like, she's got more screen time.
But she has, doesn't have the good,
like,
snappy
yeah.
one-liners anymore. I've noticed
yeah.
that, too. But she had one.
She has a good little snippy comeback.
Yeah.
She does, but... And then I like how Tara fucking cut that girl's son's head off her.
The sheriff.
And, of course, that chick screams.
Yeah.
What's her
name? She's the funniest.
Does anyone remember her name?
Ginger. Yeah.
She's hilarious.
She's always
listen here, you little. I like what he said.
She hasn't done it yet this season, though. So when she finally did it again, it was like, yes.
I love when what's her name fucking held Jessica up against the wall. She's like, you little ginger bitch.
Who did that?
Pam.
Oh, yeah, Pam. I remember that.
And you know what's funny? All of them are in the same compound now. There's Jessica.
Yeah.
There's Jessica, Pam.
Is Tara there? I don't think Tara's there.
No, but Jessica, Pam,
well,
Sam.
Eric and
the
Nora
girl,
got out.
Eric and Nora got out and they killed their people.
I have to say something.
Yeah.
Facebook uploaded a photo of the next season that's going to be coming out.
Yeah.
They had a picture in one room. They had Eric, his sister.
They're filming it already?
Eric,
yeah,
his sister.
That must be next episode, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Eric, his sister, Jason.
Oh, I thought you said next season.
And Bookie, I think.
All the people who aren't in the compound.
Yeah, are all in one house. They're all together. And I'm like, oh, what's his sister's name again?
Nora.
Yeah.
Jason got fucking flung into a tree.
Yeah.
See, I guess he's alive. Maybe
he's
a vampire. Maybe they give him vampire blood or something.
When did he get thrown into a tree?
Fucking
that
fucking
yeah.
chick.
After
power.
Yeah.
Remember, she's like, I'm going
to
send you away! And then fucking, buddy, and then Russell threw
it
like she was so stupid. Like, Jason's
see, but
right
she
there.
Knows. I think she knew that was going to happen. She was way too smart. She knew, like, everything.
Well, my
they
thoughts were, why wouldn't they just ambush him? Like, all of them come out. He doesn't know where they're coming from. Why wouldn't they all just, you know, come out, stake him quick, and that was it? But, no.
I've heard
it
be so powerful and only have some, like,
John, I have a question for you.
Russell can't die that quickly, that's
why. I have a quick question for you. Kesha, or again.
Yes. She's a great poet, but her spelling is atrocious.
She doesn't really sing.
Four on the grounds that it is very good, guilty pleasure.
Boys to Men, four against.
I like that.
Boys to Men are good.
And she's like, four.
I don't
still
fuck with the
other
one. John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp, against.
I just love how that whole, like, scene with her. She's so freaking weird.
And she's doing, like, ballet and stuff.
Like, weird
so
dance.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Looks like more like she's doing interpretive
dance.
And then she just said at one point, like, there's so much data going through my head right now. It's hard to organize it.
What happened to Lafayette's, like, inner demon thing that was going on that caught
nothing.
Him to Katsuki's break?
Maybe
stuff,
it'll,
like,
maybe it'll show up in the last episode.
There's nothing ever came of that.
Exactly. Like,
didn't the guy take it away and give it to the kid? Or maybe it got
no.
to
no,
it just
got killed before
it
could.
Yeah.
Or
whatever.
They didn't
maybe
explain why
taken
she killed
it to him or something. I guess she didn't want that demon in her kid.
Or maybe she saw that the guy actually brought his freaking grandson's head, cut his head off, and sewed his lips together.
Yeah, and sewed Lafayette's lips.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Good thing he had some vampire blood handy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about all the vampires fucking going and killing people? What do you think Bill's all motive? What's Bill?
Bill, I think Lilith is just like manipulating him.
Yeah.
But Bill has been. Like, had it, I think, happening for longer than any of the others. So, kind of
but we all are starting as well, like this
fucking
last
Bill
episode.
Cutting that guy's fucking head off.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried at midway. I'm like, why did
not
Bill turn like into a villain all of a sudden?
He's always been a villain. He's an opportunist.
He's a survivor.
That's a quick question. How is it that he cuts this guy's head off and then cleans up the body and hopes to get away with it when there's fucking cameras?
Well,
it's fucking everywhere.
I don't know if there's cameras in Lilith's room.
Bill, though, there's cameras everywhere. I saw that and I was like, okay.
Wow. Everybody's chopping heads off this fucking season. Eh?
They're all dying. I want that stupid old lady with the red hair to die. The one who grabbed Jessica?
Yeah.
Your daddy's looking for you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Rosalie,
is that her name?
Yeah, something like that.
She reminds me of like...
Isn't Rosalie the name of the girl in Twilight?
Yeah.
It's Rosalie.
Is it Rosalie?
Something like that.
I think it'd be funny if it actually was Rosalie. Like, just that little comment on it.
They don't say her name very often.
I hate that. Yeah, that one I fucking
hate.
The
redhead,
right? The one that's the sire of...
The sheriff.
Of the sheriff thing, yeah.
I got 240 hertz on a bitch when they die.
Whatever the fuck she said. I hate her. I don't like her either. She's like evil. Like she's pure evil. Like the rest of them are like fucking. Oh, Lilith, praise God, Lilith, and she's like just like
I don't know.
Like, she's almost like a female Russell almost. Yeah.
Russell, what do you think of Russell and Steve Newman? Do you hope their romance?
Me too. I didn't think anybody could compare to Talbot, but I like those two together.
I
want to see them both die, but I want to see them both die because I think villains should die.
Talbot was so serious, and I think it's different to see Steve Newland is just, completely encouraging Russell at every turn.
Steve Newland is also an opportunist.
Touching Jason when they're sitting there all
talking.
Yeah. I remember Russell like, no. Moved his hand off Jason. Poor Jason.
His last episode. So
they walk up. Oh, look, it's a hump
sandwich.
Just now
Like, go like this. He's like, no.
Oh, that was funny.
I feel bad for what's her name? Maya? The daughter? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, that must be so horrible.
There's no idea how to
when you turn into
not
human.
Be a werewolf. And
isn't her name Emma?
I think it's Emma.
And her mother's name is
Luna.
Yeah.
And the grandmother is
Debbie.
What do you like?
Debbie's dead.
What do you guys think is gonna happen with this whole like werewolf story?
What's happening? It's fucking right out of Twilight. They're making all these newbies, and then the newbies are going around like crazy, killing people.
No, I mean, like, the werewolves.
Yeah, I don't know what they're planning on doing with the werewolves.
Yeah, because, I mean, Alfie's out soul-searching right now.
Yeah.
He's just chopping the fucking... I thought he was chopping wood, but then, like, these guys said he was chopping the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe the pack leader will die. Or get weakened, and Alfie will take up the opportunity to just kill him. Because they're going to be following Russell, and Russell's going to start up and shit.
Well, if they end up killing Russell, then they're out of vampire blood, right?
Yeah. And then he has that guy's no vampire blood. Alcee would fucking kick his ass.
Yeah.
What did Alcee's dad? That's funny.
He stole money from them or something.
Yeah, you know what Alcee's. But I think that it's a different path though.
Yeah, it is a different path.
Because he went back to Mississippi. Yeah, he went back to Mississippi. Did you see who his dad is? Robert Patrick. No. Gotcha. Fucking kick him for me, Megan, please.
That is.
No, but
exactly.
you're supposed to be this film fanatic, and yet you've never watched Terminator 2?
I've seen Terminator 2, but I don't like.
Who's he in Terminator 2?
The Terminator.
The other one. Yeah, the liquefy. Yeah.
Robert Patrick's been in tons of things.
Yeah.
That's been about 20 years. That movie was like 20 years ago.
Remember when they get shot?
Okay, that's not the podcast, but.
Oh my god.
That was a hiccup. I swear that was a hiccup.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Stop laughing at him. He's embarrassed.
Now they're not gonna go away.
We love you. This episode should just be called The Hiccup.
Tell us when you can hear it.
Very good, yeah. That was well done.
I keep my mouth closed because it happens.
Okay, what else about True Blood? Anything? Last episode, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't really have any guesses.
I think that I agree with Tammy, and I'm going to wait and let Tammy tell us her theory.
Kyle? I like that theory too. I like
that theory. Tammy, say your theory.
Oh, that I think Lilith is the Elder Fairy.
That means Lilith just died.
No, I don't think she did, because she can be, like, time makes no sense to her.
But she
like,
got all sucked and then went, whoosh.
Yeah, but that could be, like, millions of years in the future, and she came back as Lilith, like, in present day.
Well, it also could have been that she's already done her damage.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's trying to start a Feywar, I think.
Fucking stuff up.
And it could just be a spell, right? Like, she put some blood, like you said, it's not Lilith's blood, it's fairy blood.
It's fairy blood, because Eric got drunk.
And there's a spell on it, or there's some kind of property to it that she's added.
But how does that explain that other vampire?
Is Marlo showing up?
What's her name?
Marlo? Celasta or whatever.
Yeah, when Bill bit her, he got drunk too, pretty much.
Because right? Russell drank Sookie's blood.
Maybe that's her too.
Wouldn't he be able to tell that it was fairy blood from, you know?
But like, it's an elder fairy blood, yeah, so maybe it's different.
Yeah, she's been around like forever.
Yeah.
It's like a
and Sookie only is like a partial.
Yeah.
She's not even like the real deal.
Yeah, she's like a half.
Bill and Eric don't get drunk when
they didn't try to walk in the sun after they got drunk and wasted.
It was at night. So.
No, but I'm just trying to think. No, they didn't.
And then Russell saw what they all were, so I guess you think all those fairies are
and why doesn't it work on Eric?
What?
How was he able to just like not be captivated by her?
See, I don't know what's going to happen in the next episode with... They made it so that at the end of the episode, it looks like he's going to go and start killing them. But I feel like he can't just go and start killing them at the beginning of the next episode because it's going to end too quickly for what's happening with the fairies.
They have their light power. They can
they
zap
need the magic to get through the barrier, right? So maybe he can see the barrier.
But he can't get
through. Yeah, because they have to... Like, one of them has to physically pull Jason through. So.
Yeah.
Because she even said, oh, he can see us. Right, like, oh no, he can get to us. But they all look kind of scared, but I hope he goes to run at them and he goes through them or something.
Yeah.
Or I hope.
They can't get until the daytime anyway.
Yeah. They're in another realm though, aren't they? Like, I don't understand.
It's like a realm.
I want to see what's going to happen. I'm really
excited. I'd like to see him go, somebody fucking
just kill him. Just die. I'm thinking the Elder Failure did
something. She's not dead.
Something
or maybe
is going to happen.
She's not dead.
Yeah.
She'll just re-pop up somewhere.
Like, it's too... She just gave up too easy. All of a sudden, she's like, yeah, we're going to fight. And she's like, no, I'm going to go out there and do this. Trust me. Right?
She,
like,
I got this. Too,
yeah.
I think she
yeah.
said, I got this. And then
something's
she walks
happening.
Out.
She did something. Maybe she cast that spell she put on Jason. She knew what happened. Maybe it's not even, like, a banishing curse.
Maybe
it's
Jason.
Well, she said that the vampire that Sookie's betrothed to or whatever, and Sookie are all intertwined together, so she still has a storyline.
Warlow.
Yeah.
Everyone always gets that name.
We haven't seen a character.
Yeah,
we just hear.
We've seen like a face, like an apparition.
Well, I still don't know the name of the vampire lady. Like, what's her name again?
Who?
The vampire who like
Celesta or
Sanguinis thing started.
I forget what her name is. Solange or Solange?
Yeah, Solange.
I want her to die. I want her dead.
So is Lilith. Whoever the Lilith is, she's on it.
Lilith's insane.
You just gotta stop putting the fucking blood on her. It's gross.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She's supposed to be a vampire.
It doesn't do anything for you, Jason.
No. That doesn't turn my crank. But, yeah.
Something doesn't turn Jason's crank? This is weird.
Well, a completely from head to toe bloody woman.
Sisters here, be nice.
Do you guys think there's going to be humans getting into the mix now because they killed the general?
Maybe next season. I don't think it'll be this because it'd be too quick for them to find out.
Jay and Eric's up to something. He's like, here, I'll go kill these people. But obviously, he didn't. He
Eric's like, I'm gonna go blame him. He just wanted to get out. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna go. And Bill's like, you take a detail with you because Bill fucking knows every. Bill knows ahead of time because he's a sneaky son of a
bitch.
Because
he would have done it himself.
Yeah, he's a sneaky son of a bitch. Like what he did, said to what's her name, and he threw her down. Like
Jessica,
fucking,
yeah.
Poor Jessica.
I wouldn't be like, don't hurt Jessica.
That's right.
He's going, oh, you know what? And then, like, I like she said, what, Sookie's just a human to you?
Yeah. I don't know if it's something to do with the blood or if it's. Because somebody mentioned, like, nesting.
Yeah. I think it's that mentality. Bill gets, like, consumed by the woman he's with and just crazy because he was the same with that other girl, Lorena.
He was.
Or whatever her name was.
He believes, you know what? He needs something to believe in. I think he needs something to believe in from the beginning. He's that kind of person. He always needs. And when he thinks he's being a good guy, he believes that he's a good guy and he tries to be the good guy. Then. He is.
Pammy even said it though. She's like, yeah, it's like nest behavior on steroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're like crazy.
Are you a fan of the books, Tammy? Or
yes.
The show? Have you read all the books?
No, I haven't read them all. I think I'm on to like book 6 or 7.
What do you think about the differences in the show?
I kind of like the differences they do. Some of the books, I don't know. I don't know how they'd be able to turn it.
Like the changes in the characters because I've heard it changed.
Yes, I love that Lafayette lived. I love that,
me too.
And I like that they added in Jessica because Jessica's not in the book.
And they made Jason nicer, didn't they? Like
the only thing I don't like about that
character
is Jason didn't become a werepanther.
Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen that.
I'm happy about that.
See, I thought the werepanthers would be taking it away.
I like that they are still people that are human.
It's just that if they don't have like the werepanthers, are they going to introduce the were-tiger?
Yeah, exactly. Do we get Quinn or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard he's.
Oh, yeah.
Looking else, he didn't hook up. They don't in the books. They're done.
Yeah. Yeah. He uses Sookie. Yeah.
That's what she means.
Yeah, he licks her leg.
Yep.
I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure they will bring the character in.
He just might not be in the same way.
Because it seems like he's an important love story character to her. Like,
judging from the people in at Polaris, if they don't bring him in, they're going to be heartbroken.
Why, is he supposed to be some stud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who they
do. I'm going to get
Paul Walker. Yeah.
Paul Walker can't act though. That's a problem. On an HBO show, you need to be like,
you don't need to act. He takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
This is True Blood
like,
here.
But you're still acting.
Yeah, exotic.
I wouldn't say it's the best acting on TV though.
Quinn though, isn't that like Irish? Is he Irish?
No.
Other than Pam, Pam and Lafayette are great. They're fantastic.
I like what's name is Sookie.
She's good.
Yeah, like Anna Paquin doesn't have, you know, she's perfected that hick accent because she did it for Rogue. And
it wasn't
now,
quite as
but
deep
no,
for
but it's
Rogue,
it's
yeah.
still hickish. You know, it's still backwoods Cajun.
Plus, she's got the gap between her teeth.
She's cute.
Sorry,
I like Anna Paquin.
I do love you, Anna Paquin.
But I like.
Right, I think we should wrap up the Truly Bloody Summer for now.
Okay, sounds good.
It was a very good discussion. Very good, people. Next up, we are going to discuss our top 10 favorite comedy movies lists. Start this week with our special guest, Tammy. Yes.
Okay, so my number 10 would be 51st Dates, the Adam Sandler movie. I like Drew Barrymore, so. Number 9 would be Super Troopers. I don't know if you guys ever seen that.
Schnozberries.
Yeah. 8 would be Mallrats. 7, Scary Movie. Just the first one, though. I didn't enjoy the other ones. 6, American Pie.
Yeah.
5 would be The Hangover. 4 would be Clueless. That's my high school movie. 3 is Chasing Amy.
Megan's looking at you like, I should have put Clueless on my list.
Awesome.
I love Clueless.
Yeah, I wanted to be Cher. 2 is Joe Dirt, because that movie I can watch over and over.
That is awesome.
And number 1 is Jawbreaker.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. It's a dark comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like Heathers. I like Heathers too.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's compare it to your brothers.
Okay.
Jason, what's your top 10?
Top 10, number 10, The Hangover. Number 9, The Wedding Crashers. Number 8, Knocked Up. Number 7, you ready for this run? Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Number 6, Dogma. Number 5, Clerks. Number 4, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Number 3, Mallrats. Number 2, Clerks 2. Number 1, Chasing Amy.
You know, it's a trend. Dogma?
Yeah. I love Dogma, yeah. With the poop monster?
Dogma wasn't good.
Oh, man, I loved it.
Sorry, Kevin.
Poop monster? Oh, it was awesome.
All right, I guess you next, or who wants to do
You go, John.
Okay, I'll go.
And Dogma, Jay was at his best.
At number 10, I put Airplane with Leslie Nielsen, because it's amazing. Home Alone is at number 9. Wayne's World is 8. Mrs. Doubtfire is 7. 6 is Step Brothers. 5 is Role Models. 4 is Austin Powers and Goldmember. 3 is Superbad. 2 is American Pie. And 1 is Dumb and Dumber. Love that movie. Megan, go.
All right, in no particular order, just because I did my list literally 3 minutes before we started this podcast.
When's the last time you posted something on a website, Megan?
Shushnow.
We keep getting on you about this, too.
Say that.
Yeah. Major slacker, you're about 4 months overdue here.
Shush now. American Pie 2, Knocked Up, Superbad, Bridesmaids, Baby Mama, Spring Breakdown, Mallrats, Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back, although my phone corrected it to Jay and Scientific Bob. Dodgeball and Role Models.
Alan Tudyk was in Dodgeball.
What is Mallrats?
He's a pirate.
Mallrats.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Is
awesome. Yeah. Both the two, yeah, the people hang on the mall. Jay and Silent Bob are there too.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Isn't Stan Lee in that?
Stan Lee is in it.
That's pretty cool.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, wow.
What the hell, John? Yes, what the hell? You're supposed to be a movie guy.
I am a movie guy. I'm just not all up on the Kevin Smith-ness here.
Should be.
Isn't there like two movies we talked about tonight that John didn't see? And yes.
Yeah, that's that.
I didn't name myself the film fanatic. This fucker did.
Yeah.
As he points to Megan.
Isn't it Kyle's turn now?
It is my turn.
We're wasting airtime here, boys.
Ready?
Girls. Yes.
So, number 10, 9.
The first number in the top 10.
What? 10. Number 10 is Smiley Face. With Anna Faris.
That's a good one.
I like that one. The Drawn Together movie. I loved that movie. I thought it was so funny. What's Your Number? That new one with Anna Faris that came out? Yes. I really, really liked it. I'm not going to lie. I really liked it. White Chicks. The first scary movie. My favorite one. The Sweetest Thing with Cameron Diaz and
Christina Applegate was in there. Yeah.
I could stay awake.
Bridesmaids.
At the end.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Dirty Love, which is one you guys might not have heard of. It has Jim Carrey's ex-wife. What is her name?
Lauren Holly?
Yeah, she's in it. She's the main actress. It was really funny. A little old. And number one, Wrongfully Accused with Leslie Nielsen.
Wrongfully Accused over Airplane.
I like Wrongfully Accused more than of those ones.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I love Wrongfully Accused. He was getting chased through the forest by the train, and he peeks around the tree, and he sees the train peek around the tree as well. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen when I was a kid.
I love when the little plane comes by, and
it starts to buzz.
And it just blows up when it is.
Or she drops the keys down her shirt, and it sounds like she's dropping it down like this big garbage chute. It's just so funny. I want to watch it again.
It's such a stupid movie.
It's so funny. Good.
Anyway. Alrighty. All right, I guess that's it for our top 10 comedy movies list. Kyle and I saw Paranorman the other day.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
I really liked it.
Like a kid's horror movie, but it was cool.
But there are lots of stuff in there for the adults. Like lots of little
Coraline?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think it was by the same people who made Coraline, so it had the same.
It has, like, had some pretty sexual swear words. Things, yeah. Well, a few swear words, not like nothing too bad, but mild.
I thought jackass and like,
yeah.
Ass.
They also had a gay character, like a fully out gay character.
Huh. At the end, you find
out. Yeah, you find out, but.
He's like big and buff, and he's like the girl, like the sister's into him the whole time, trying to flirt with them. And then at the very end, he's sitting there, and she's like, you know, we should totally go see a movie sometime. And he's like, yeah, you know what? You'd love my boyfriend. He like loves chick flicks. And she's like, ugh. And she walks away. And it's like, oh my god, he's gay.
And yeah, we were kind of like, they did that in
a kid movie. Like, it's awesome. That I think it's really great. They're putting that in kid movies. Not that I want to like shove it down people's throat, but it's like, hey, it does. There it is. Take it or leave it.
I'm surprised they haven't heard more about people
complaining.
Yeah.
About it, yeah. I haven't heard anything. People complaining about the kids.
Why would they complain? There's freaking like ghosts in that popping out in the movie. It's not really a kids movie per se. Well, it's not like a Disney movie and it's jumping, you know.
Yeah, but it's still around people like aimed at, it's still aimed at kids.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a horror.
You know what? It was awesome.
It was awesome. It was a really.
That's
good
all that movie. Matters. Yeah, the effects were cool. The witch looked freaking cool. She has the lightning coming out of her hair. It's awesome. I loved it. I'd see it again.
Well, no, John. I know you're going to jump ahead, but Tammy and I also saw a movie that needs to be reviewed. Sure. We saw The Expendables 2. What did you think of it, Tam? I don't think you really saw Expendables 1, though, did you?
No, I've only seen bits and pieces of the first one. I thought it was hilarious. I liked all the actors they got for it, and I liked little jabs they took at each other.
Yeah, they made a lot of references to the other people's movies.
Yeah, they didn't pretend to be something they
weren't. Yeah, it was like they broke the fourth wall. They were like, we know that people are coming, and they're coming because Schwarzenegger was in Terminator, and so, you know, they have little lines about, like, you don't return my gun to me, I'm going to terminate you, and stuff
and
like that.
Saying,
and like,
I'm back.
Yeah, he comes in and goes, I'm back, or I'll be back, and no, you won't be back, I'm going now, I'll be back, and then, yeah, yippee-ki-yay.
For Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And then Chuck, are you going to see the movie? You haven't even seen the first one.
Tell me what Chuck Norris does. I want to hear that.
Chuck Norris does a Chuck Norris joke.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Cobra. Chuck Norris goes, yeah, I heard a cobra bit you. Yeah, a cobra bit me. And 5 days later it died or something like that. The theater went crazy. Yeah, like it was like a fun, like, and Chuck Norris was a god. Like, he killed everybody just fine. Like, they're all, four or five of them can't kill, and then all of a sudden they'll get shot, and then woohoo! Out comes walking Chuck Norris all by himself, and he kills like this whole group of people. Yeah, they made him like, you know, it was funny, and Van Damme was pretty good as the villain. Like, they all looked old.
The only thing I remember seeing Van Damme in really was Universal Soldier.
That's what you mean. Like, Van Damme had a lot of good movies in the late 80s, I guess, into early 90s. But he was hit. The only one I wish they would have got is Steven Seagal. And I hope they can get him if they do get to make.
He's been too busy being a cop on a reality show.
I'd like to see. I think I got canceled.
I think it did too. But yeah. I think he's still busy being a cop.
Yeah, but he was doing that for 20 years, he said. So he did that while he was making movies. I'd like to see him in there too. He was a Machete. Yeah, I liked it. I really enjoyed it, actually.
I liked the Mad TV sketches of Steven Seagal.
I never saw that.
Oh, with Sasso, the big guy doing it?
Yeah.
They were so good.
Sasso.
Every time I hear Steven Seagal, I think of this YouTube video.
Hi, I'm Steven Seagal. Sorry.
There's a YouTube video where they get the trailer for Twilight, and this gay guy does like a lip, like a dub over, where he puts his own voice in his own mouth. And there's one point where, like, the whole trailer is about her trying to meet Steven Seagal. So now whenever I hear people say Steven Seagal, I hear the gay guy going, Steven Seagal! Like, it's all I hear. And I always want to laugh whenever someone says Steven
Honey
Seagal.
Honey Badger don't care.
Yeah. Honey Badger don't give a shit.
I saw somebody wearing that t-shirt.
Have you seen the video
for
it?
I forgot to tell you about it.
Oh my god, I wish I had a t-shirt like that. That'd be awesome.
Is Kyle a big Honey Badger guy?
Oh, that's such a funny video. Yeah. So funny. Look at this. Honey Badger's going to slap the shit out of it. Beating up the cobra.
Is that all you guys had to say on the Expendables?
Yeah, it was good. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'd recommend anybody likes those action movies and like the first one, go see it.
Me and Megan, I went to see The Dark Knight Rises for the second time with Megan Beck, who was seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And let's hear what she has to say, because we all know what I thought of it. So.
I loved it. I was elbowing John the whole time. He didn't get to enjoy the movie, just so you know. So I was poking him and being like, that's awesome,
You weren't getting more trying to get
props from him every couple of seconds. And,
really?
And I bet I can top that. Oh, no, I can try anyway.
No. You don't want to go out there, they're sweaty.
Great, I had to sleep with that tonight.
But yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was a really good end. It was my favorite of the three movies.
The three Nolan Batman movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you thought Anne Hathaway was excellent.
She was great. Yeah. I liked her. She wasn't as good as Heath Ledger was, but.
Agreed.
She was good.
I don't know what's going on here. All right. Let's move on to, in the not so distant future, our talk about upcoming movies and TV shows. Avengers 2 it's been decided that
Joss Whedon
will write and direct the
and
second
I think
movie.
It comes out
May 15th. 2015. No, it's May 1st, 2015.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Somebody checking their phone
way
for my opening Friday.
Way too long.
They gotta get all the other movies out before it.
Well,
and not only that,
I'm
but
not
Joss
a
Whedon.
Person.
Not only that, but Joss Whedon can also assist. He signed a contract exclusive with Marvel.
Behind all of them,
so he can assist like writing some of the other ones. He'll probably be like a script doctor on them.
That's awesome.
He's
also love to see how
he's
they turn
also
out
supposed
with,
to put a
Thor
TV show. Thor's already Thor's already up and.
See, I don't think we.
Yeah.
I don't think we need a Marvel TV show.
I would like a Marvel TV show, but not one based on the Avengers. I'd like one based on smaller heroes that could maybe show up in the Avengers, like little things. I think they come in and help them for like a 15-minute stretch and then they're gone. And then they go back to the TV show. That would be fucking awesome.
But then it would really have no continuity.
If they have it planned ahead of time and they know that at the end of the season finale, or the season finale ends and it's not a cliffhanger, and then it just happens during the summer or happens during a time, and then they come back in the next season and they're like, holy shit, look at what happened.
I don't know.
They did like Heroes for Hire and they had Luke Cage.
See, Tammy doesn't look all that into Marvel TV show either.
What if they were making a fucking Shitman Batman TV show? You guys would be all about that shit.
Shitman. I don't think I want to watch like a Shitman movie. But you know the thing with DC or Marvel? Like, DC doesn't have the sucking with the movies. Like, they don't really, like, have many of... Like, Batman's the only real prominent one that they've got going. If they were to do a TV show, it wouldn't be as overkill as
no, but they're
doing
not gonna,
all these movies.
No, but they're not
going to
do it. Yeah, but they're not going to do a TV show with fucking Robert Downey Jr. They're going to do a TV show with lesser characters.
No, I know. But it's still going to be more Marvel characters than is necessary on the screen. Like,
I'm not saying they have to be in the movie. I would like a Heroes for Hire. They're not going to get to make all the movies of every. Let's go through look through the encyclopedia and see how many Marvel characters
there are. You don't have to make
a
movie for every character.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that they can make a television show based on Heroes for Hire, and then if those characters show up in the movie for like a brief cameo, and then they come out and then they continue with their TV show.
I don't know. I like the live-action superhero movies, but I don't know how I feel about a live-action superhero cartoon.
It's not a cartoon, it's a television
show.
I don't know how I feel about a live-action television
show. I don't know, Joss Whedon's got a pretty good fucking record with his television shows. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is pretty much a superhero show. Angel was a superhero show.
But that's not, like, a superhero show, though. At the same time, it's
more along the
Buffy
like
the Vampire
horror,
Slayer.
She was still a superhero.
But it's not a superhero show.
She's a superhero.
It's not your typical,
superhero
show.
Wow.
It was It was very...
Have you read Heroes for Hire?
No, but still. I think it would be too much for Marvel to do a TV show.
They have a lot of characters. They have over 5,000 characters.
Especially if they're doing
characters.
All the proposed movies yeah, that they are.
No, they're not going to do...
Like,
they're not going to do...
Marvel TV show?
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they could pull off Ms. Marvel, but they could pull off Heroes for Hire. They could pull off a Doctor... Doctor Strange would be too expensive. They could do a Daredevil TV show. They could do a Punisher TV
see,
show.
See, I would rather see Daredevil as a movie, though.
I think Punisher TV show would be good. Yeah.
Punisher would have
Punisher
to get HBO, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
it would have to be HBO.
But no, Daredevil could be a TV show. A lot of them could be put as TV shows, a weekly TV show.
It's not so much that they can't be done as a weekly TV show. It's more so, would I rather see it as a movie or as
well,
a
TV
show?
That's your preference.
I think overall, Daredevil should be a movie.
Daredevil could be a great movie, but also Matt Murdock's a lawyer. He could have, like, you know, the law part, and then he could also have the
vigilante. Yeah, but you could kind of say something
part.
About, like, each of those characters. Like, Spider-Man could get his own TV show,
he
and
could,
it would just
but,
be, like, Degrassi. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Then again, there's a lot of shit on TV, and I'd much rather sit and watch Marvel television movie, Marvel
but
characters.
Not everyone. That's
no,
the thing.
I'm
like,
not
you
saying
gotta...
everyone would, but ABC, Disney owns ABC. ABC has a lot of shit on their TV network. If they put a good Marvel TV show, I'd be happy. Done by Joss Whedon? You know, I'd be happy.
This conversation is going to go sour. So we're going to have to
agree to disagree. I mean, I don't know. You guys are not. I can't believe people are doubting Joss Whedon could make a good television
I'm not
show.
Doubting he could make a
no,
good television
yeah.
show.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, Tammy, what do you think? Because you're kind of sitting here there with the look
like
on your face.
A TV show, you need it in a movie because you can only, like, there's only so much information about the character. Like, how do you do a long-running TV show?
All books have been going on since 1960, 1930s.
The character doesn't really develop like a normal TV show character.
They develop
and you also
very
get
well.
Their thoughts
like Daredevil,
a lot more.
Like you were saying, like how far can you really go with him? Other than
with Daredevil,
like, yeah.
Well, he'd start off with in the origin, we'd get his origin story, and then we'd pick up with him years later as Daredevil.
You
him and Foggy. You could condense it, but also I think there's a lot more depth. You could say that about Buffy. It was a movie. Was it not much
and it
better?
Didn't turn out
was
well
it not
it's
a
all
much better?
Based.
Was
it's
it not?
All
was Buffy?
Based.
Was
Buffy
the Vampire Slayer?
Based.
Was Buffy
and
the
that's
Vampire
why it didn't
Slayer
work as a movie,
not
a
better
to
television show than it was a movie?
Yes, because
you
needed
so
time to adapt
you,
characters.
So you're saying that a Daredevil couldn't be a good television
no.
show?
No.
Why?
Because he's already.
No, you've only seen the
already...
movie. Go read some of the Frank Miller stuff. It's fantastic, and it didn't do it in one comic. It did it in. You know,
I think
years
with the comics, though,
yeah,
you also have their thoughts.
You can
read
do
their thoughts.
And the
it's
actors can
just...
parlay thought, or they can have voiceover. Television shows don't have to be made in one way or another.
Yes, but are you going to watch an entire episode
am
of a
I gonna
show
watch
where
22?
You're listening to someone's
am
voice
I
going to
watch 22
over?
Episodes of a character that I care about? Probably. I watched fucking
no,
10
no,
seasons
what
of
I'm
fucking
saying,
Superman.
What I'm saying, if True Blood was, you know... constantly just Sookie reading people's
minds.
No,
but that's not
would
what
it be as, you know, like good.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree because we're gonna fucking sit and argue because I agree that I think Joss Whedon would make an amazing fucking comic book show. I've read his comics on fucking all his X-Men comics and they were phenomenal. And if you were to do Heroes for Hire, he'd knock it out of the park because Power Man and fucking whatever the other guy's name is, fucking Iron Fist. They'd not only that, but they'd be heroes for us. So every episode, somebody would be coming to hire them to do something different. So it would be like a procedural with an overall arc for a season. It would be awesome. And
okay.
The characters would be a lot of growth.
So there's also news that has kind of surfaced is that I believe it's Universal is seeking out Jim Carrey to be in Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm not. Did ruin
like,
the movie
yes.
for me right off the
no.
bat. As soon as I heard that, I think Jim Carrey. I hate him.
You can't hate Jim Carrey.
Yes, if you can say that Marvel's gonna make a shit movie, I can say I hate Jim Carrey. Okay, Marvel's gonna make a shit TV show.
I like Jim Carrey. Liar.
I do. I think
he,
I hate
not
Jim Carrey.
Really. Don't hit me.
Support me.
I hate Jim Carrey.
I like Jim Carrey.
Honestly, I can't stand
him. He was my idol
him.
When I was a kid. Ace Ventura.
I hate him. And I hate those movies.
No, they're my movies when I was a kid. I copied them for everything. Every joke, everything.
That's why he got so annoying.
One of the next
I think
subject.
You're the only
I'm joking. I love you. You were the only one to defend me when everyone else.
Yeah.
I was. Jim Carrey sucks. You sucks.
Has anyone seen the Catwoman trailer for Injustice?
I haven't got to watch
Gods
it
Among Us.
I want to watch it really bad.
No.
Does she look cool?
Kick-ass.
Does she look cool?
Yeah. Well, she looks like Catwoman.
The big tits?
Yeah, well.
Which Catwoman does she look like?
The goggles. Yeah. But
short hair?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
But there, it looks like there's a lot more blood.
Well, it's based by the same people
gore.
Who
yeah.
made Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but they also did Mortal Kombat versus DC, right?
No, that was a different group.
Was it?
The people that made
oh,
the
so
new Mortal Kombat are the ones making Injustice.
Yeah, that was the problem with Mortal Kombat versus
not
DC.
Not enough gore.
Yeah.
Brutality.
I think there was enough gore, actually. I'm just going to have to...
In Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Yeah.
You've played the new Mortal Kombat. You love it. No, you can...
I sit there and I go, ooh!
X-ray mode.
That's why. But it's great.
Fun.
You can't have a Mortal Kombat game without pushing the envelope like that. Although, I mean, you don't really want to go much further than what they've done now. Like,
yeah.
They're going to be, you know, storing body parts in freezers soon and stuff like that. there was a clip from The Possession that just came out with basically the chick's finger or some fingers coming out of the girl's mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks a lot more like towards what Drag Me to Hell was. So
I think it's
going to
be good.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be based on true events.
I think
it's
going to be so freaking cool. I love Possession movies.
I'm not a huge Possession movie fan, but I think
I love
them.
Exorcism
so
Emily Rose.
Cool.
I loved it.
I like that one too.
And The Last Exorcism. I really
like
that.
I
like
The Last Exorcism too, and
I
a lot of people crap on that movie.
And
they're doing a Paranormal Activity 4.
Are they?
Yeah,
I'm happy about that.
We talked about the trailer.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah, the it just I don't know, doesn't look quite as
well. They start to get dumb later on when they're and then they try to tie them into each other. Same thing with the Saw. They're just it's just a cash cow now.
You're a cash cow.
I get money for us. I wasn't aware of that.
No, he spends money.
Yes.
He spends our money.
I try,
and it doesn't get us. He tries his best.
Yes.
But yes, I think that is kind of all for our podcast today. Anyone want to add anything real quick before we go?
My hair is sticking up funny. That's
Megan, how drunk are you right now?
I'm a little drunk. So
just a little.
Your hair is sticking up funny. Because
it is drunk this
it's
episode.
Okay. I'm going to bed, dear. She needs to stop doing that.
It is.
Who decided that you were going to sit next to me?
It is bedtime. She did.
Okay.
It's now 1:30-ish and we're fucking all getting up at 7, so this is horrible.
I feel like I've already fallen asleep. I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
I'm very much awake.
She buzzed. She buzzed out of her. What did you put in your drink?
It was in your drink.
Some ecstasy.
Got crazy sugar.
No.
Wait, no, those sugar free.
I do not do drugs. Do not do drugs.
It disappeared. You smell a pot. Come on now.
Pot's not a drug.
Not on the podcast. We don't do that.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what's pot?
Like,
it's the things you cook in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Megan
what,
baked a cake.
What's going on up there, John?
I'm sure you could boil some. Maybe, would that work?
All right, so this is... Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're very happy to have
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yes. It's
our number one fan. Says so on her t-shirt.
It does.
Yes.
Nice
she's got a nice, yeah, the best... She got the best shirt out of all of us.
She chose
it. My blue is pretty awesome.
I like the blue, but I like the green a lot better.
I like my black. Because
it's so big.
It's like gigantic. It's like a parachute.
Well, now you know what to wear when you go skydiving.
Yeah.
I am going skydiving again, but that's for a different podcast.
Is there going to be a skydiving podcast? A fucking
skydiving podcast too?
Number two.
Maybe I'll record it this time.
Maybe you
could be a video cast.
Put it on the website.
Yeah. You can talk while you're falling down.
So this is
your
yours.
Yeah, we didn't really get into what we were indulging in.
You indulging in, Megan?
I watched the first season of Dark Angel.
Yeah, good show.
I got it on sale at Walmart for $12.
Good show. I own it. Season 2 was different, but it's still good.
I think season 2 would have been better if they hadn't, like, because they didn't come back for season 3, right? They needed another season.
Yeah, season 2 was, well, they ended it.
I don't remember. I haven't watched it in like 10 years.
They raised a flag or something happened, and that's how it ended. I don't know. It was weird.
It's been 10 years since I've seen it.
It was a good show, though. I liked it.
I really liked it.
Jessica Alba was awesome.
Yes, she was great. I really liked it. And I really liked, like,
Jessica.
It's a really good science fiction TV show.
You hate Jessica
Alba. I do. She's horrible.
As Dark Angel,
she's great
in
Dark Angel, man.
She's good, Max.
She's
good at Max.
She's hot, too. Okay.
I'll trust you on that one.
She kicks ass.
Else you indulging in, Megan? No gaming, no reading?
No, I've been podcasting. Hollywood Babylon, Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman.
John, what are you indulging in?
We're finishing up X-Files.
Yeah, I finished it.
I'm always finishing up X-Files. I got a Shark Week Blu-ray, and I love that.
What? The Hunger Games came out on
TV this
week.
Yes, I actually watched The Hunger Games on the weekend.
So did I.
Without me? That's it. I'm never waiting for you to watch a movie ever again.
You never wait for me anyway.
Never doing it again. I didn't watch Starship Troopers 2 yet. I'm going to watch it without you now.
Fucking right. I never saw Starship Troopers 2.
I never told you to wait for me.
I haven't seen it yet.
But
I need the returning cast.
Yeah, we watched Starship Troopers. We also...
You finished fucking Spartacus.
I actually watched Wolverine again for the first time.
I watched it a few weeks ago. It was
not a good movie.
I didn't hate it. I don't hate it, but there are flaws.
Like, I was watching it. I'm like,
there are flaws. I don't hate it, but there are flaws.
I don't know. Somebody lent me a version of it where I could, like, when he's hanging off the cliff.
Yeah,
and
but that's
ropes and
yeah,
stuff.
But that was a screener version that came up beforehand.
Yeah,
that's not
the one
fair.
I watched. It wasn't good.
That's
well, there's so
fair.
Many things like why the hell does Deadpool have all those powers? At the
well,
end?
Why the hell did they call him Deadpool? I don't like that.
Why does like who cared about Will I Am? Period.
No.
Gambit doesn't have strength to climb up walls by sticking his staff into it.
Well, they did give some inconsistencies. Sabretooth isn't fucking Wolverine's brother.
I don't remember that.
Not in the comics.
Not in the comics, he isn't. And he wasn't in
like, why the hell? Why the hell did Wolverine pick up on the fact that Silver Fox wasn't dead?
Yeah, especially when all he did was give her a tranquilizer and pour blood on her.
Yeah, he didn't,
like,
he
didn't
check
look
for
a
wound or, like, smell it.
I can only
imagine. Super
I can,
smelling.
Yeah,
it was a bad movie.
What are you indulging
the
in?
The claws look like shit.
Yeah, they're too shiny. But they were
there
new,
were just
I guess.
Dots where the claws were supposed to be in the movie I was watching, so.
They were shiny, but I guess they were brand new.
It doesn't matter. They look too fake. And when in the fourth movie he's, you know, playing Wolverine, they shouldn't look fake, more fake than the ones that he had in the first movie.
He's a lot more buff in the fourth movie than it was in the first one. The first one he was just normal. Then he got buff for each movie.
Right, Kyle, are you indulging in anything, really?
No. Just Guild Wars 2 stress test again the other day. That's it. It's coming out this weekend, so I'm super excited for that. And Fan Expo. That's it.
Abby, what are you indulging in?
I started watching that The Almighty Johnson.
I've heard of it, but...
No, you haven't heard of it. What is it?
It's like a sci-fi show. It's about these four or five brothers. They're Norse gods, but they find out on their birthday, and it's pretty good watching that one. And I started Spartacus.
Where can I find it to watch it?
On the Space Channel on Monday night.
I don't think I get the Space Channel. So,
Kyle's house it is.
Yeah, New Zealand too. It's pretty good. Got a weird humor.
Spartacus is good, yeah.
Did you finish the prequel season yet?
Yeah, we finished the prequel, but we haven't started the third season yet. Or It is coming, though.
Is it?
We finished Fringe season 2. I did.
And what else? I loved reading any books.
I started Game of Thrones. Yeah. But I'm not far enough into it to really talk about it.
Any games? No.
Call of Duty.
I suck at Call of Duty.
I just finished the X-Files. Happy about that. It's over. Got to see the finale. It was nice. I liked it. Watching True Blood. Getting ready for Fan Expo. That's why I was marathoning X-Files so much. Am I reading any books? No, I'm not reading any books. I'm not playing any video games. I only saw Expendables.
as he falls asleep here.
I'm behind in my movies. I haven't seen. I do want to see. What's that one with Colin Farrell? I want to see Total Recall. I haven't seen it yet.
It was all right.
And I do want to see The Bourne Legacy, which I'm going to see next week, I think. So.
All right. I think that's it for today.
We're under time, too. Nice. Way to go.
Once again, Tammy, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
And, everybody, go to the Fan Expo if this is up before it. If not, well, yay, Fan Expo.
It's over now.
Yes. We had fun. Yay.
Hopefully.
We will.
Hopefully we had fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun regardless. But, and if this is up before, come to karaoke on Friday.
Be the sitting.
Yep.
Be there.
John and I are going to sing together.
Yes.
We don't want to scare people off here, man.
I might go up with Tammy so Bosco doesn't try to sexually men. Harass her on the fucking stage.
That song is so hard.
I would take him with you if I...
Yeah. Bosco doesn't try saying some...
Heard scary food. Things about him.
He doesn't try saying foolish shit.
Heard scary things about Bosco, the karaoke man.
Yeah. I gotta make sure he doesn't sexually harass her on the stage.
Protective brother. Very cool. Anyway... Goodbye, people.
Bye-bye.
Good night.